Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Pilot Pete is the bachelor, and that pretty much is all I know about this one.
And there's a bunch of women vying for his
apparently.
Love.
You know, okay. I tried to like The Bachelor, and every once in a while, I admit it gets amusing, but I just haven't gotten into it.
All right, well, that's why each week this
them,
is great.
Me.
Jason's going to get.
I am addicted to the drama.
So Jason's going to give us kind of the minute. That's all. Minute-long recap of The Bachelor. Jason,
so last week, there was a champagne fiasco, right? A champagne gate, they called it, where somebody brought a bottle of champagne from their hometown and another girl drank it. And one thing I found with this group of bachelors is that they're not the most literate.
After the finasco of the champagne stealing incident.
I'm sorry, the what?
After the finasco of the champagne stealing incident.
She said finasco, yeah. So, hey, whatever. But, all right, so Victoria P. went on a one-on-one date with Pete, Pilot Pete. And, you know, in there, she called out Alea for being fake. And
No way.
Yeah. So she says because Alea is a pageant girl, she puts it on for the camera.
Opening up and like being your true core is kind of hard. You sound so rehearsed and like so like on, you know what I mean? And if cameras, you're just like on. But if you come in here worrying about how you're perceived, then you're not going to be your real self to Peter.
True core.
She's like, you're
so fake.
Is she
talking about her muscles?
No, she's so fake when... Ever the camera's on, she's a totally different person than she is when the cameras are not rolling.
I got that. I was just...
I hate when they talk like this.
That drives me crazy. The vocal fry is just absolutely insane. So Victoria went to Pete, and then Pete was upset that Alea was being fake.
Did you tell Victoria to tell the producers you guys didn't know each other before you came on the show?
Oh!
Uh-oh.
Basically, before getting here, my biggest fear was that I would get disqualified and she would get disqualified because we knew the other person was coming. And I didn't want that for her. I didn't want that for me. And I was very scared for both of us that that was going to be an issue. Like,
That's why she didn't dress up to
the show. Is there like a bachelor land where these people all live?
Well, I don't know if it's like
it's
against the rules to know people before they come on. But in the end, Alea, along with Jasmine, Sarah, and Alexa were sent home. They did not get the rose. However, Pete stopped in the middle of the rose ceremony and said to Chris, I don't think I want her to go home right now, talking about Alea. And so in the promos, she's back next week. Is she back to fight for Pete? Is she just there to cause drama? I don't know, but I can't wait for next Monday night on ABC.